Joining us this week for Alamogordo Now is Nicole Maxwell, a reporter with the Alamogordo Daily News. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us. We are starting off this week with some sad news. Alamogordo recently said goodbye to a retired Air Force Junior ROTC teacher who was killed in a car crash recently in El Paso. What can you share regarding this?
Patrick Tedford, also known as Chief, he taught at Alamogordo High School, the Junior ROTC, for about 18 years after having been in the Air Force for 25. He was killed in a car accident on July 7th in El Paso, and there was a send-off, if you will, just a funeral procession between the Senior Center and the Church of Latter-day Saints that was led by the High School Junior ROTC Color Guard, and that started at about 200 yards from the church. The vehicle procession was led by the Patriot Guard, who do this a lot around here. And there's probably a couple miles worth of vehicles, many with signs saying things like, "We'll miss you," "Godspeed," that sort of thing. And he was a beloved teacher here, and he had just retired.
Okay, Nicole, thanks for updating us with that somber news. Now I want to move on and talk about Alamogordo Public Schools making a decision or a middle school being rebuilt. What can you tell us about that?
Tonight there's going to be a special board meeting that's going to be done virtually through Google Meetings beginning at 5:30. The school board will be going into executive session to discuss land acquisition or trade to get a new location for Chaparral Middle School. When they come back from that executive session, they're going to consider approving it. Chaparral Middle School, general obligation bond for them was approved in 2019, and they recently did a geotechnical report that found some significant soil issues. Basically, the building was sinking. So they're looking for another location to put that middle school, which has been there for several decades. So that's what they're going to be discussing this evening. And the Google Meet address can be found on the Alamogordo Public Schools website, apsforkids.org.
Okay, thanks, Nicole. Nicole Maxwell is a reporter with the Alamogordo Daily News. They update us every week on the latest news happening in Alamogordo. Thanks, Nicole. We'll talk with you next week.
All right. Thank you.